Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high beneath, day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by is the day's return, till thy mercy's wings I see, till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. Visit then this song, sin and grief, fill me radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to that perfect day.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to St. Gatals and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this Sunday before Lent. It's lovely to have you with us. Today we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday as we look forward to the beginning of Lent. We celebrate the occasion when Jesus appeared in his glory to his disciples, strengthening them for their final visit with him to Jerusalem. And so we prepare ourselves to begin our observance of Lent as we journey with Jesus into the wilderness before travelling with him to Jerusalem. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you, no secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia. to the triune majesty. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness, from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he was talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterwards all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 99. The Lord our God is holy. The Lord is King, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The Lord our God is holy. Mighty King, King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. The Lord our God is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes that he gave them. The Lord our God is holy. O Lord our God, you answered them, you were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. The Lord our God is holy. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Since then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people from Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the old covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's grace that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is my Son, my chosen, listen to him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking with him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things that they had seen. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As we approach the beginning of Lent, we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord. Jesus had retreated with Peter, James, and John to pray as he prepared to visit Jerusalem for the last time. On the mountain, the full glory of God in Jesus was revealed to his closest friends. They heard the voice of God telling them, "This is my Son, listen to him." Words that we have heard before at his baptism in the River Jordan. Here on the mountain, Jesus is revealed to his disciples as the one on whom Simeon spoke in the temple. Here on the mountain in all his glory is the light of all nations, the one sent by God to fill the world with the light of his love, the one to lead the world into the way of peace. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw the glory of God, and they were strengthened to accompany Jesus on his final visit to Jerusalem and to witness all that would happen to him there. There will be times in each of our lives and in the life of the world where illness or bereavement, economic hardship or loneliness, or some other challenge cast their dark shadow over us. At such times of uncertainty, anxiety and fear, we, like the disciples, need to keep before us the vision of the transfigured Lord. We need to bathe ourselves in his glorious light, which shone through him on the mountain. This vision gave the disciples the strength they needed to accompany Jesus to Jerusalem. And this vision will give us the strength and reassurance that we need to face times of uncertainty and anxiety. For we live in the light of Jesus. He is the one who Simeon announced as the light of all nations. Jesus is the one who enlightens each of our lives with his love. Let us hold before us this vision of the transfigured Christ and allow his light to shine on the dark places of the world and of our lives. Let us open ourselves to him and recognize him as the Son of God, as we listen to the voice of God saying to us, "This is my Son, listen to him." For when we listen to him, everything will be transfigured before us. We will see everything in a new light as we hear the reassuring words of love and peace, which only he can give. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May your glory shine through your church to the dark places of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the glory of Jesus enlighten the nations and bring peace where there is division and conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the light of God's love shine through us into the lives of all we meet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. we hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Go before us, Lord, in all we do with your most gracious favour, and guide us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettlegayer, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. As we approach the beginning of Lent, I wish you all a safe, peaceful and healthy week to come, and a holy Lent. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us on our Lenten journey for our service of home worship next Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent. The Lord be with you. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.